हरे कृष्णा। इवन इफ भक्ति इज नॉट जॉयफुल, इट इज स्टिल फ्रूटफुल। व्हेन वी रीड द स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड हियर अबाउट द इमेंस जॉय ऑफ भक्ति, वी मे फील इज दिस फॉर रियल, कैन देर बी रियली सो मच हैप्पीनेस। व्हेन वी हियर सी दैट देयर इज अ ओशन ऑफ हैप्पीनेस दैट इज ऑल्सो एक्सपैंडिंग, आनंदम बुद्धिवर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृतास्वादनम, ओशन ऑफ हैप्पीनेस दैट इज ऑल्सो एक्सपैंडिंग। सो दिस क्वेश्चन मे गेट ऑल द मोर एक्सेंचुएटेड वेन वी स्टार्ट प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति एंड वी डोंट एक्सपीरियंस एनी वेयर नियर दैट काइंड ऑफ हैप्पीनेस। वी मे स्टार्ट वंडरिंग इज दिस भक्ति रियली जॉयफुल, आफ्टर ऑल आई हैव टू स्ट्रगल अगेंस्ट माई माइंड एंड सेंसेज, आई हैव टू कट माई सेल्फ अवे फ्रॉम द मच ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, सो इज इट वर्थ इट? So when we get such thoughts, firstly we need to recognize that the process of bhakti is all purifying. Bhakti brings us in contact with Krishna, and when we come in contact with Krishna, we become purified by that contact. No matter whether we are experiencing joy or not at that particular moment. So the process of bhakti will work as is described about the nature of happiness and goodness in 18.37, in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that yattadagre vishamiva pariname amritopamam tat sukham satvikam proktam atmabuddhi prasadajam. So yattadagre vishamiva, that which tastes like poison in the beginning, pariname amritopamam, but like nectar in the end, tat sukham satvikam proktam, that is happiness in the mode of goodness. And atmabuddhi prasadajam, it actually awakens our spiritual intelligence. It increases our spiritual awareness. So now, what this means is that when we start practicing bhakti, Krishna is supremely joyful. But because we are distracted by our various desires and attachments and anxiety, worldly anxieties, so we don't focus on Krishna, we don't connect with Krishna. Our connection with Krishna is primarily through consciousness. And when we are not connected with Krishna, we cannot experience that happiness. But if we keep practicing bhakti steadily, even when we don't feel connected and so don't feel joyful, still by that connectedness, we become purified. The all pure Krishna frees us from our cravings, our worries, our negativities. And thus, as the distracting forces decrease, both in number and in vigor, in force, then we are able to focus better on Krishna, connect better with Him, and then we start experiencing the joyfulness of bhakti. So initially, even when bhakti does not seem to be joyful, it is still fruitful. And in this approach, in this regard, we can compare bhakti to a medicine. The Bhagavatam says that hearing about Krishna and in general the process of Bhakti Yoga is like a medicine. Bhava Aushadat Chotra Mano Biramat. Bhava Aushadi. It is a medicine for material existence. And medicine means that when we take a medicine, we don't take it for its taste. We take it for its effect. Even if a medicine tastes bitter, if it is going to make us feel better, then we take it, tolerating its bitter taste, knowing that it is going to produce a greater fruit. So like that, even if sometimes bhakti requires for us to do things which don't seem to be having any taste, which seem very austere, if we persevere through it, then we are getting cured of our distracting desires. And we will connect with Krishna, and then bhakti will become joyful too when we connect with Krishna. Pariname amrutopamam, the result will be nectar, and that nectarian result will come when we tolerate the initial poison. And for tolerating that poison, we can remember that even when bhakti is not joyful, still it is working, it is still fruitful, because it is making us pure, and it is purifying us and taking us towards the supreme joyfulness of absorption in Krishna, who is the source of all pleasure. Thank you. Hare Krishna.